Yesterday, here at Unconvention, I got to sit through a fantastic presentation about nomadic wax. And I'm here with Ben, who did the presentation. Ben, tell us about nomadic wax.
Well, nomadic wax is a fair trade, social, globally focused production company that produces media and events. We're based out of Brooklyn, but we work with international artists really all over the globe.
Fair trade is not a tag that's normally attached to music. Tell me about that.
Right. Well, the fair trade concept really kind of came about as a response to what I saw being really sort of unfair practices in the music industry. So when I created Nomadic Wax, I really wanted to try and rewrite the script in terms of how labels worked with artists and what that dynamic was, that what that relationship was. And so fair trade is kind of like the tag that's used for really any industry that kind of has rewritten that relationship and is, you know, strives to kind of create a more balanced approach. And that's very much what we try and do as well.
Today's focus, as the third day of Unconvention, is all about music for social change. Mm-hmm. And what you do at Nomadic Wax is all about music for social change. Do you want to talk about some of the projects that you presented yesterday?
Sure. One of the projects that we presented was an ongoing project called the Democracy in Dakar Project. And that is a combination of a number of different forms of media, but focused on the role of music and social change specifically in Senegal, and specifically really around their political elections. This is a project that started many, many years ago and now is a documentary series. It's a feature-length documentary film, educational curriculum, so it's kind of expanded in a number of different directions and continues to grow and move on. Another project that I showed were examples of some homegrown movements that that we have been either working with kind of more peripherally or that are just kind of happening on their own that I find really inspiring. One of them is Babaluka Foundation in Uganda, who are an amazing foundation that does hip-hop education with street kids in Kampala. And again, that's a homegrown movement that started there doing amazing stuff. Some amazing movements in Guinea-Bissau, in Burkina Faso. So I kind of showed, you know, a little bit of a lot of different things going on, because there's so many amazing things happening.
And I guess that ties in well with what you said yesterday about you've seen your role shift from being that as a producer to that to being in a sort of curatorial role.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So as the technology's evolved and as the role of the people who I'm working with has evolved, so has mine. And so whereas 10 years ago, the role that I needed to play was more as a producer, content creator, now those tools are available to the populations of people that I'm working with. So my role, just like you said, has shifted to kind of doing more curating, more kind of, you know, kind of larger conceptual work. We're still doing obviously a lot of production, because in order to make a documentary film, it, you know, takes a lot of production work. But that being said, I'm trying to find new ways to use this technology to leverage that to create more collaborative kinds of projects where we're not necessarily the centralized figure. We're just kind of helping everybody get together and make music, make media.
One of the big principles that seems to come out at Unconvention is something that I describe as being the difference between the old industry being mediated and the new one being disintermediated. That actually that now artists are able to talk directly to their fans. And so I guess that shift from producer to curator goes from being the mediator to being a kind of a supporter of the disintermediation.
Right.
That lets you make it possible.
Right, exactly. And I think the trick that everyone's kind of struggling with now, especially as that has changed the economy of how the music industry works, is A, how artists can make a living, and B, how the curators can create new ventures that help everyone make a living. So the way I see it is kind of like the whole infrastructure has changed, and now it's really up to all of us to kind of, you know, again, rewrite the whole plan of how this works and create a new economy. And one of the really cool things about Unconvention is that it's, you know, a whole festival and conference really dedicated to that conversation. Yeah. You know, that's the one running theme that goes on. And that's very different from the conventional talk that's happening in a lot of music industry circles, where there is still this hope that there's going to be a top-down approach where companies will continue to be able to control a majority of the content coming out. Yeah. Obviously, there's always going to be a role for bigger labels, for bigger companies. There's always going to be that need for somebody to be able to get stuff out to 100 million, you know, people and whatever. But that's not the only thing now. And now there's a whole other conversation going on. And that's one of the cool things about Unconvention.
So you've been around all weekend. What's the single best thing that you've come across?
You know, I have to say that I think my favorite moments have been kind of moments like this, these little conversations that happen after the panel. A lot of cool stuff happening on the panels, a lot of cool presentations, a lot of cool films and whatnot. That's all great stuff. But I kind of see that as that's the stuff to start the conversation. And then the great stuff is the conversations you have at the pub or that you have having some coffee afterwards. So that has been my favorite thing, just connecting with people I never would have met otherwise.
Brilliant. Thanks so much. It's been great having you here.
Yeah, absolutely. Really great to meet you.